Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome once again Laizer Berman, who's a diplomatic correspondent for the Times of Israel. Laizer, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good to be here.
No, great to have you on board, ladies, and thanks as always for taking the time to join us on the show to unpack these very interesting issues that arise every day. Looking at yesterday's UN resolution, which Israel now blames for Hamas's arrogance on hostage negotiations, with Israel withdrawing negotiators from Qatar. What do you make of this development, Laizer? Is this not going to strain relations more between Israel and the United States?
Will, and it certainly has. The question is, who made this first decision? The U.S. says that there was no break with previous policy, that this is a non-binding resolution, that the issue of the ceasefire and the hostage release is in the same paragraph, so they're clearly linked. But Israel says that this is indeed a break, that the U.S. has used its veto in the past because there is not a direct condition, that a ceasefire has to be conditioned on the release of the hostages. Netanyahu, there's no question, decided to escalate even further, and he canceled that planned visit requested by President Biden of his senior aides, Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer and National Security Advisor Tsachi Hanegbi, to Washington to hear American proposals for an alternative to a major ground operation in Rafah. So there's no question that this is an escalation, and it's one that Israel and Netanyahu have chosen as their policy over the last 3 weeks. They have taken on Biden directly in statements and in interviews, and it seems to be that they have decided, at least for the time being, that this is the strategy that they want to pursue.
Indeed. Many U.S. politicians have reacted in disbelief to this, Laizer.
To which part? The Republicans are obviously very vocally unhappy with the decision of the U.S. not to use its veto. Mm-hmm. And some of the Democrats who have been critical of Netanyahu as it'd be expected, the ones that have circled the wagons in the past around the Biden administration are doing the same. But, I think in general, there is an understanding that the effort would be going better if both countries were on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I think we see that Hamas sees no incentive right now to change it or to be more flexible. And it's even digging in on these conditions that will mean it has won the war.
Laizer, does this really mean, in the meantime, is the United States really relaxing its trade and military aid to Israel? Is this really being affected at this point in time?
Well, not yet. It's kind of an unspoken hint or an unspoken threat. Let's not forget that Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is in Washington. And he is speaking about the F-15, F-35, helicopters, all these key strategic arms that Israel needs. And that's not mostly for the war in Gaza. That's so it can continue its operations against Iranian proxies and maintain its deterrence against Iran. But that is continuing, and those discussions are quite important as well.
Indeed. So at this juncture, at this point, from your perspective, where to now from Israel? What more can Israel do, given this resolution?
The attitude and the decisions of the Biden administration, hovering over it all, is this impending operation in Rafah. So a decision has to be made by Israel at some point that the talks in Qatar are a dead end. It seems to be that they wanted to give space to these talks, and that's one of the main reasons why they're waiting on Rafah. They also have to make those final humanitarian preparations and see if they can get America on the same page for some kind of operation. But that is a decision Israel has to make, and in every single statement, interview, Israel's leadership, not only Netanyahu, has said that Rafah has to happen. I think it's self-evident to me. Mm-hmm. If you don't take out that final brigade in Rafah, that is the basis with which Hamas reconstitutes and takes the Gaza Strip again.
Indeed. Laizer, okay, so now we've had this resolution. Now we deal with that magic word, enforcement. How do you think this will be implemented overseas? Where to from here regarding enforcement, given the resolution?
Enforcement. If you read it, you can go to the UN site. It's not talking about any potential sanctions, and I'm sure the U.S. would veto that. But you did hear the Colombia's president yesterday saying that other countries should break diplomatic ties if Israel doesn't listen to that. That is kind of the thing that, that will happen. And I think the U.S., I mean, that is evidence that the U.S. was wrong, right? That it's not just this unbinding declaratory resolution. Individual countries will use it as an excuse to heighten their pressure on Israel and will try to get as many countries to do so as possible. Colombia, which in the past has been very supportive of Israel, is run by a government which has been extremely problematic. And you, as they probably know something about that as well, your listeners. So, this, I think, will make the international arena even more difficult. And I think even European allies of Israel will see it as a reason to be even stricter and apply even more pressure. So.
Indeed. Laser, we have bandied this question about before, but now at this particular juncture, at this particular point in time, Arab nation pressure, particularly the moderate Arab allies, rather, can we hope to see more pressure from there on Hamas, given Hamas's now latest stance and its confidence, given this UN resolution?
It up into different groups. Qatar, is not really a reliable partner of Israel in any way. They've been a useful mediator at times, but if they cannot show that they're a useful mediator, I think that they will feel more pressure from countries that don't like them. The Gulf states don't like them. Israel certainly doesn't. There are many in the U.S. that are very, very suspicious of the Qataris. So they really need to come through. And the moderate Arab states want Israel to win. They want Israel to win quickly. I'm sure behind the scenes they're doing what they can to make things easier for Israel, but they have to be critical of Israel publicly.
Indeed. Laser, we've just about run out of time. As always, thanks so much for taking the time to join us just to give us your views in this case about the yesterday's UN resolution, which Israel blames Hamas's arrogance on for the hostage negotiation situation. Of course, now Israel withdrawing negotiators from Qatar. Laser Berman, diplomatic correspondent for The Times of Israel.